Hey guys, welcome to Get Putas, where we question everything with no filter.
No filter.
Today we have a special guest.
Who?
Some guy.
Hi guys.
Some random dude.
No, because that's actually something, because when I play back some of these podcasts, like, I'm like, oh my gosh, like, why is my voice so high-pitched? Like, naturally, when I get excited, my voice, like, raises a octave, is that what that's called? It gets to a higher tone. But just my natural voice is pretty, it's like this.
Everyone's voice is like this, but then you get excited and you're like, oh,
yeah, and then it gets a little bit higher pitched, but I don't know. I was being super self-conscious before and I was like, oh my God, like, why is it so high? Aren't we all of ourselves?
You're weird.
Damn. Wow. It's like, and here I thought I was judgmental.
Like, you're being a fucking weirdo and judgmental. It's like,
I know. I'm very weird.
Okay. So today's quote is
a
perfect marriage is just two imperfect people who refuse to give up on each other.
I feel like that's pretty much the essence of any relationship, really. I mean, and then you just need to know when you do or don't need to give up on somebody, like if they're too far gone or if they're not respecting certain things.
I feel like as long as neither of you guys are giving up on each other, then it works, because
it will.
If they do something that you don't like, they'll fix it. They'll stop doing it.
You'll slowly work towards finding a compromise or finding something to where both of you can be happy.
Mm-hmm.
That's the thing. Everyone needs to constantly be working and constantly be, like, open-minded in the relationship.
And that's the thing. There is no, okay, finally, we made it to the end.
Never.
It's always going to be a fucking struggle.
Yes. And there's always going to be something else that's wrong. There's always going to be a new situation that you need to resolve. Always going to be something that you need to go through. It's like you said, there's never no ending. There's never no perfect, there can be points to where, like, you're really happy. There can be points to where, like, you don't specifically have any problems right now. I feel like that's at least somewhere where we are at in our relationship. Like, currently, we're not particularly facing any kind of stressors, any kind of, like, hardships, quote unquote. Like, all the problems that we're facing, it's kind of like us against the enemy. It's not like one of us doesn't have an issue just yet. Right now, this is just like a temporary place. And
it really is.
I'm going to end up doing something wrong, or you're going to end up doing something wrong, or just something's going to happen and somebody's not going to like. I know we're going to have to go through that.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just the fact that I know and I have faith in that neither of us is going to give up on this relationship. We can both be very honest, very open, and, like, talk about our problems, and we can fight.
To move past it, yeah.
And we just need to, and the thing is, it's not even the kind of thing where we have to move past everything, because sometimes there are things that you can just move past, but you have to,
we can get through it.
Exactly, you just need to work on it and continue. I know.
Just drop it already. No,
but it's just, it's the continual, like, working, and the continual, like, of the relationship, I guess.
Yeah, it's constantly putting in that effort.
That's something that I see in, like, a lot of, not so much marriage, well, yeah, in marriages, it's like, and ready, or trying to organize my thoughts. In a lot of the marriages that I've seen or that I've had access to, I've seen, like, certain things that I would like to discuss.
Mm-hmm.
One thing is the fact that sometimes in a relationship, you think that you are providing your partner with the absolute, like, certainty and everything they could possibly need, and giving them all the assurance, all the love, all the support ever, when it's not, you don't know what that looks like for the other person. At least I know in our relationship,
mm-hmm.
like, I give you so much verbal assurance, so much, like, affirmation, and I speak to you, and I remind you how beautiful you are, and I remind you how much I love you, and, like, I show a lot of physical affection. And the thing is, that's not reassuring for you, and that's not comforting for you, but it is for me. And then vice versa, you do none of that for me, but, like, I feel like your actions speak more. It's like, you show me how much you care for me. And shut up, you're so annoying. It's like, I allow you to exist in my presence.
I give you my pillow.
No, the thing is, you and your actions, you, like, are just are always sure to always be there for me, and you always share your stuff, and like even you, I mean, you said it as a joke, but the fact that, like,
you allow me
to be in your space when that's something, like, that's really sacred to you, it's like, that is your act of assurance and kindness. But for me, that's not something that shows that kind of security. Like, I need you to hear, I need to hear it from you, I need to feel it from you, I need you to give me hugs and kisses, and I need you to tell me constantly how beautiful you think I am and how much you love me, but you don't do that.
Yeah.
And even though, like, we're very aware of our different love languages, we still don't provide it for one another.
Yeah.
And I don't know what the compromise in this specific situation is, if it's just understanding that that's how you show affection, because it's actually...
No, it's about understanding each other's love languages and loving each other the way we need. It's literally, we have to constantly continue communicating that, because I know, and every single time you tell me that, I'm like, fuck, I have to remember next time to just say, like, oh my god, I love you, or oh my god, you're the best, or oh my god, you're so important. And, like, when we talk about, like, deep stuff, mm-hmm. and, like, you know, we get deep and we get in our feels, sometimes I'm like, it's like, I don't even have to say anything because she knows, but I put myself, it's like, to say, because you'll always be like, damn, bro, like, you're so important to me, like, I don't know where I'd be without you. And I sometimes I would just nod and I'd be like, yeah, I feel you.
Damn.
I'm
pretty important to a lot of people.
No,
I get it.
The thing is, I would normally just like nod and it's like, yeah, I hear you. But like now I'm like, it's the same for me, you know, like you're super important. Like I'm sure to say it because mm-hmm. I know that verbalizing is important to you. But it's really difficult to me to remember to do that just Tuesday morning, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And you have this habit of, and I think you've started to do it on purpose, and I actually appreciate it. Like, sometimes, like, when we'd see each other, we'd just be like, hey, how are you? Or, hey, what's up? It's like, hi. But, like, now you're like, hey, it's you!
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, hey! You know? Like, do like that. Like, I'm excited to see you thing. Because, you know?
I really am.
It feels
I miss
nice.
You when I go
to
sleep.
That's a strange attachment, my guy. No, I'm kidding.
But it's a little toxic, but it's okay.
The way the kids scream my name when they see me, like, that makes me feel so special, you know? And, like, I get that we see each other every single day, so
but
it's
still,
like,
it's
I'm
so
still
special.
Excited to see you.
Yes.
So, hey!
It's like, I've been on the toilet for the past 3 hours. Nice
How
to see
you
again.
How did the diarrhea go?
Damn, shut up. We don't have to out me like
sorry.
That. Yeah, for
TMI.
Real. It's like, it was green.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah, want to talk about my bowel movements?
No, we're good without it. No, but the thing is that that's something that we're currently working on. I feel like that's the milestone we're at.
What?
Is actually...
Oh, like expressing love to one another in ways that
actually
we need.
Fulfilling each other's love language.
Yeah.
Fulfilling each other's love needs.
Whatever, yeah, that.
That, yeah.
That.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I find it... I don't know why I went down this branch. Oh, because...
And that's the thing, as long as we're just, even though we're not doing it properly, and even though we know what the issue is, like, we're just continuously, like, actively working on that.
Mm-hmm.
And I see a lot in like, marriages, especially.
People won't do that.
In heterosexual marriages, especially. It's the whole thing where it's, like, either a partner thinks that they've given too much,
mm-hmm.
but
it's
they haven't given
so
at all.
It's so annoying to me when it's, like, I'm giving them everything they need and they won't give me anything. You understand that they feel exactly the same way.
Yeah.
Because you're not giving them everything. You're giving them what you want, but that's not...
And they're giving you
what
they want.
That ass.
It's that kind of thing. And you just need to, like, see it. There's some relationships where it's like somebody's literally not giving anything, but then that just means that they're toxic and they don't want to be in the relationship, so
and
break
you know,
up.
What I hate is that when people don't prioritize a relationship... If you don't have the time or the mental whatever...
You shouldn't be in that relationship.
Exactly.
If you don't...
If you can't prioritize don't be in it.
If you don't have the mental ability to actually prioritize any relationship, whether it be romantic, whether it be familial, or, like, friendship, like,
mm-hmm.
you need to put in time and effort to
you
all relationships. All relationships.
And if you can't, then don't be in it.
If you can't, then you don't deserve to be in it.
You really
and you
don't.
Deserve what comes to you because you need to prioritize it. It's like, oh, yeah, but I have so many things you need to do. If it's important to you, you'll make time for it.
That's
I don't care if you work 3 full-time jobs. I don't care if you're also studying. I don't care if you also got kids. I don't care if you have a business that you're running. I all of that stuff doesn't matter. You're going to tell me that you're not on your phone for 5 minutes. You're going to tell me that you don't take time to eat. You're going to tell me that, like...
Well, I'm eating.
I mean, I know, but if... You care about somebody, or if you care enough about a certain relationship, you work on it. And people are also, also understand. That's the thing. It's not the kind of thing where it's like, oh, yeah, but I don't have time. It's like, if it's a priority for you, you will make the time. Just like you make the time to sleep every day. Just like you make the time to eat every day. Just how you make the time to be on your phone, to send emails, to do this, to go
to
work, to drive. The thing is, that's a thing. That's actually something that I saw, like, my mom do a lot when she was younger. Younger as in, like, when I, you know, whatever. But she, with my dad,
she would, like, call him on her way to work or on her way from work. And sometimes they really wouldn't have anything to say, and sometimes they would. But she would just be on the phone with him, talking or not talking. And they would just be enjoying each other's company through the phone. And it's the kind of thing where it's like, that's not... It's not that hard, and it's literally just the drive home, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Or at least something that my mom is doing currently. She, on her way to work sometimes, because at least my grandparents, they live in a different time zone.
Okay.
So, like, when she's waking up in the morning for work, like, they're, like, it's mid-afternoon for them.
Okay.
So she, like, calls them on her way to work, and it's literally, she works, like, 5 minutes away from her home.
It's just a 5 minute call.
But it's just a 5 minute call. But and she's hey, literally like, you? Hey, she calls and she's like, hey, how are you? Bendición, no sé qué, like, how's everything? Same, like, it's just formal greetings, you know what I mean? It's just kinda like she has a really superficial relationship with her parents. That's a different podcast. But it's just you make time for it. Because it's important to you. And again, it's just, and it's not every day. Sometimes my grandparents don't answer. Sometimes she forgets and she, but like at least twice, two or three times a week, she calls them on the way to work and it's a 5 minute phone call. That's it. If it's important to you, you make time for it.
You have to make time for it.
Point blank done.
You have to make time for it.
You do.
And I hate people who think that you don't.
Yeah, some people who think that, oh, like, you know, we're related. It doesn't matter. We're married. Like, we're already together. Like, no. It's like, we're childhood friends. You know, it's you need to make time for them. Like, any other relationship. Like, anything else.
You really don't
like,
have to
for
work
any
on it.
Kind of hobby, any kind of everything. You need to make time for it if you want to do it properly.
Yeah.
And it's like, the fact that these people think that they can go around, it's like, oh, it doesn't matter. Like, you know what I mean? It exists. Like, you know, they're my siblings. Like, their relationship isn't going to die. It's like, it will.
It will.
You need to nurture it. You need to take time on people.
The more I think about it, the more it sucks the way some people see marriage.
Why? Well, what concept are you thinking of?
The thing where it's like family relations aren't as like...
Fragile?
Yeah, like your family's your family no matter what. But if you're married to someone, you have to like bite your tongue and avoid conflicts because they can leave you.
That's literally the...
And it's like, if that's how you feel about your marriage, that you have to bite your tongue and avoid conflicts because they'll leave you,
then that's
not... What the
not...
fuck are you doing? That's such shit mentality to go into it. I would go into it where we're married, we chose each other, there's no getting out of this, so let's both be as happy as we need to be. That's the way I would see it, you know?
Yeah.
And if you don't have that confidence in your marriage...
I was about to say, but think about it. There are some people who have relationships out there where it's like, damn, I can't fight with this person because if not, we're going to break up.
Then you shouldn't be with that person.
But what if, like, you already
it
bought a house together?
It doesn't matter.
No, I know,
you,
I know.
You work on what comes next,
I know.
You separate.
I know, but that's really scary to some people.
And it's not scary to be in a... Be so insecure and know that they'll leave you the moment you do one little thing wrong. I find it so rich how that's that person's stance. Where it's like, we can't fight because then they'll leave me. When they cheated.
Yeah. I don't know if you want to give a little bit more background story, but...
It's these two people, the male party cheated on the female party. And now the female party is like, I can't talk about my problems in this marriage.
I can't voice
my
concerns.
Yeah, because he'll leave me. And we have kids. So this can't happen. And I'm just like, what? Like, I see it, but it's also 2021, my guy. You don't need anyone. As long as you guys can have an amicable relationship, those kids will grow up fine. And
yeah.
I feel like if you guys are no longer in a marriage, but then you're just focusing on being parents, then you guys could have a good relationship.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Because you're going to stay with him. So apparently you've already forgiven, not forgiven the cheating, but you're able to coexist with him,
mm-hmm.
even though he cheated. So then just, like, your life isn't over just because you have kids. Of course, kids are a huge deal, and you should prioritize them. But staying in a loveless marriage, that's the thing. I saw this one video where it's like, that one thing where, like, someone holds up the gun, and the other one holds up the gun, and it's like, the third thing is like, I don't know how to describe it, but one, it's like kids who have trauma because their parents got divorced and kids who have trauma because their parents didn't get divorced.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, yeah.
It's like both of them.
Because you
the thing is, you shouldn't have children
if you're not in a secure fucking relationship.
Right.
The thing is, because no matter what, you'll end up fucking up the kids. Happen. Okay, accidents happen, but then you
and
need
once
to.
Once you have the first, why not have two more?
Well, damn. Why not have three more? It's like, oh, since we're gonna fuck up one kid, might as well just knock five out of the way.
Might as well have them all have the same parent.
What? But what? So we can just fuck up more kids?
If you want more than one kid,
I guess.
They already have the first, and the first was an accident. What's the second, the third, and the fourth, and the fifth? What difference is that?
Yeah, at that point. I mean, I don't know. But again, just any relationship, you just need to constantly put effort. But again, the whole thing is like, that's what I don't understand.
Some people are afraid to voice their concerns.
But then, why are you in that relationship?
I agree.
Why are you in that relationship? Like, I would hate it. That's actually something that, and I've discussed that with you a lot before. It's like, I have a lot of those relationships, quote unquote. Like, I have, or had, anyways, I've distanced myself from those people. Excuse me. But I had a lot of friends where it's like, what I would call it is I just kind of would hate them in secret, if that makes sense. Because, like, they would do something that bothers me, and I'd be like, but, like, I wouldn't say anything.
Yeah.
Versus, like, you would do that same thing, and it's like, you place the cup there, and I'm like, bitch, like, why the fuck would you put the cup there? Like, if you saw that I just cleaned the entire fucking table, why would you put a cup there? Exactly. And you're like, well, damn, man, you always bitch at me for everything, and all these people who I know you don't care as much about, like, you're never bitching at them. It's like, yeah, no, I'm not bitching at them, because there's no relationship to have there, because they're just annoying as fuck, and, like, whatever. But, like, you, I don't want to hate you. I hate them for having put the cup there, but I don't want to hate you for having put the cup there.
So instead you bitch at me.
So I do. Oh, no, and I'm
hate me.
Damn. And I'm not good. I know that's something that at least I need to work on. It's like, I actually need to work on how to, like, properly say things without, like, fucking being aggressive.
It's called communication.
Shut up. You're so annoying.
You just get offended.
I really don't, because the thing is, you know that I get offended.
What you don't understand is that you get offended by things.
What you don't understand is that you don't know how to communicate. I hate it when people tell me that I don't understand.
I know,
shit.
That's why I just said it.
I know.
Some things you don't understand.
I need to shut the fuck up. You're so annoying. You're obviously trying to trigger me. And then you're like, you're annoyed. And it's like, I'm not.
Yeah, you are.
I'm not.
Sure.
Shut the fuck up. You're so annoying.
But look, let's go back. So the reason we even brought up marriages and shit is because you were wondering which one of us is going to get married first.
I'd like to present schools of thoughts to see who do we think is going to get married first.
Okay. Schools of thought.
Schools of thought.
I'm going to go first because you have an opinion, but you don't want to share it until we hear mine.
Yes.
So here's my school of thought. First school of thought.
Yes.
You are more simpática, like más chévere. Like, okay. You're more people
social
person. That one. You're more of a people person. You're extroverted people person, you know, like, guys, bien, you're open to meet, greet, you know, hello,
okay, yeah,
hola,
yeah,
goodbye.
Yeah.
You're that kind of person. Me, on the other hand, introvert, don't want to say hello. When you ask me what's my name, I forget. I'm just like, ah, you know, air bubble, whatever. So that's
apparently a thing, you know, that some people, like, can't make eye contact with, like, attractive people because then they, like, don't know how to speak. I didn't realize that was a thing.
Attractive people is unnecessary. It's make eye contact with people, you forget how to speak.
Oh, yeah, but it was I think I saw a TikTok on it, where it was, like, I kind of hated it, because it was medio condescending, but it was the kind of thing where, like, a guy was, like, talking to a girl, but, like, it was him, but he just had, like, a rag over his head. It's, like, it was, like, him as, like, a guy, and then talking to himself with a rag over his head, so he was a girl. And then it's, like, he's, like, me talking to this girl, and she's, like, isn't making eye contact, and then it's, like, oh, me realizing, and then me just staring at her, and she's, like, what are you looking at? And he's, like, what, now I can't look at you? And then, but it was the whole thing where it's, like, the fact that she didn't make eye contact means that she thought he was cute, and, like, that she was
nervous.
Yeah, but again, it's, like, it was a whole, it was cute, but it was medio condescending, so I was, like, like, I get it, but, like, ew. Yeah. But apparently it's a thing.
I get that.
All
humans make me nervous, though, so it's fine.
Yeah, I was about to say, it's like, it has nothing to do with your attraction level.
It has zero to do with
I
attraction.
Actually think you're relatively ugly, but just you're human.
Yeah. If you were a dog, I'd be fine. Even though, if you're a big dog, maybe not.
Yeah,
that
big dogs are kind of
Oh my god, do you want to say that one thing? This one time when we were pulling up to, like, your, your parking lot. Like, there was this guy who was walking these two dogs, and one dog was fucking huge. And you thought...
Oh my god, I thought it was a naked person.
Yeah, you walking did. Walking on all fours. Because it was kind of like a light-skinned dog.
Light-skinned dog, and, like, huge, and I thought it was a human...
It's like some animalistic human, like walking on all fours. Because it's like, I think, is it a Doberman? What are those like huge? No, Doberman are the fighter ones.
The skinny ones is the Doberman.
Yeah, I don't know. It was this huge dog.
I don't even know what the fuck.
I don't remember what breed.
It looked like a mutt, but enormous.
But like, yeah, it was huge.
Like, you think Golden Retrievers, you think German Shepherds are big? No, honey.
This dog
is huge.
It's like, we don't even know its breed. It's probably subhuman.
I don't know what the fuck it is, but oh yeah, my god. Because no, it was dark out.
Damien, yeah.
I thought it was a human on all fours.
It's like, don't be racist.
What did I say?
No, you said it's dark out. It's like, you can't see the light skin in the dark.
Shut up. that's the thing. If I'd seen, like, the owner and I'd seen, like, a leash, like, maybe I could have understood it was a dog. I just saw the human on all fours. And I was like, I saw dog face, dog body, dog.
Okay. Yeah. But it's one of those kind of like, what the fuck?
Yeah,
like those double takes.
Yeah.
I got you.
But where was I? Okay, so schools of thought.
Aha, yes.
You're more sociable than me.
Sociable. Okay, sure.
Sociable.
Sure.
Sociable.
Sure, yeah.
Sociable.
It exists. The word exists.
Okay.
Sociable.
Eres más simpática.
Yeah. I got you.
So, one point in your favor. We're going to do this on the points. Oh, like, first one.
Should I be keeping score?
Sure. Like, whoever has more points gets married first.
Type thing. Okay. So, I'm going to literally... I'll do it here.
Okay.
So, then...
So, you have a point.
Beb/boob.
Mm-hmm. One point for boob.
1 point for boob for being social.
Sociable.
I don't want to waste time. Sociable. Dale. Puse sociable. Bebé.
Si ya puse sociable. Talking, engaging in activities with other people. Friendly. Sociable is an adjective used to describe a noun.
Sociable.
So you are sociable.
I am.
It's pronounced sociable.
Sociable. Sociable. Okay, sociable.
Told you, bitch.
Sociable.
So there's 1 point in your favor.
Okay, 1 point.
I'm trying to think what other schools of thought I
have. You have a bigger ass, 1 point in your favor.
Right. Okay, apart from that, willingness to be in a relationship, I feel like I'm more open to the idea, but you want it more.
What makes you think I want it more?
Because you're the type that likes to have people around you.
Okay, I want more friendships. I want to split
you
the bills.
You want more relationships.
I want more people to split the bills with.
I'm talking about relationships.
Okay.
You want
romantic relationships?
I didn't say.
Okay.
You want relationships. I do not want relationships.
Okay. So then what?
I think that's another point for you.
But the thing is, relationship is not romantic relationship.
I didn't say. I said you are more you want relationships.
Okay, so I guess friendships, what you're saying is that friendships can become romantic relationships?
I'm not saying anything.
We're talking about marriage.
I know, but you want relationships. I don't want relationships.
Okay, but me wanting friendships is very different from wanting romantic relationships.
This is my school of thought,
okay,
so give yourself a point. You want relationships.
But that point doesn't count.
Yes, it does.
Because I am very closed off to romantic relationships.
I did it. Good for you.
Oh my gosh,
I know. That's
fine.
Why I'm going to get
whatever,
a point.
Whatever.
You are open to relationships.
I'm open to relationships, so a point
but
for me.
But I am more willing to get in a romantic relationship.
So then what does that mean? Point for you, point for me?
Yes.
Continue talking.
You're so annoying. Give yourself the point. God, if you could just let me get my schools of thought out. If you wanted to talk first, you could talk first, bitch.
Bitch, come at me.
I did.
Come
I
at
just
me.
Came at
come
you.
Come at me.
I
physically. Put up your fist.
You're not worth my time.
Well, damn. Okay, no. Are you kidding? That came from
really,
El Sol.
No, I'm really not kidding.
That came from Chursol.
So then that's the third school of thought. Then fourth school of thought.
Third school of thought? I only have 2 points.
First school of thought was sociability.
Okay,
sociable. Second school of thought was openness to relationship.
Uh-huh.
Third school of thought was willingness to get in a romantical relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Now, fourth school of thought.
Mm-hmm.
Did I say, whoever has most points in the end gets married first. I'm trying to think.
Talk to me. Say something.
I'm trying to think.
I was gonna say, verbalize your thought process out loud.
I'm not thinking of anything else, because I'm trying to think, like, what would be another school of thought? Because genuinely, I don't think
approachability.
It's a question of who gets married first. It's not a question of who finds somebody first. No, it's not a question of who gets married first. It's a question of, will either of us get married?
Yeah, literally. Damn.
Yeah.
Damn.
I really don't believe in marriage, because we're just gonna mix our bills. Bitch, my money's my money. You can have your money. I don't give a fuck if you make more money. Good for you. I keep my money for myself. I ain't gonna rendirle cuentas a nadie. I like to collect things. I hoard little anime figurines. Come at me, bitch. It's like, oh my god, you just spent $500 on anime merch. Suck my dick, bitch. Yeah, I did.
Like, but babe, we don't have enough to pay the rent.
Does it look like I give a single fuck?
Like, do we want to be homeless,
though? Can you show me where a single fuck is given?
But, like, we're going to be homeless, babe.
That's fine. Under the bridge with my little anime figurines. Done.
But, like, babe.
I don't
what about our four kids? What about...
Not my problem.
Babe Junior and Babe the Third. And Babe the Fourth and Babe the Fifth. We have four kids,
okay,
babe.
Our lack of creativity. Bye. I don't want him anyways. You know I don't want him if I named him that. Damn.
It's like, what about our four kids? We don't have shit to eat.
I said, I don't give a fuck. Do you know what I mean? Like, I don't want to read like when
the Babe the Third has the doctor.
I said I don't give a fuck and I don't. But that's the thing, like, I don't want to rendirle cuentas a nadie. I hate that shit.
No,
like, I make money, I buy whatever the fuck I want. And you know something?
Tell me.
You pay proportional to how much you make. Done. If what we need to pay every single month is $3, let's say. Let's make it a bigger number so it can actually be brokenable.
30.
300. Let's say $300. Okay. Our everything, food, gas, house.
Yeah, wow.
All our bills.
We live
in good.
In Maui.
I'm pretty sure that's really expensive.
No, Maui... No, Bali, perdón. Bali is really... Like, the plane ticket
there...
there? Yeah.
I guess people live...
Of course.
That was a stupid question. Never mind.
People live everywhere.
But the thing is, okay, so our monthly whatever shit is $300.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say you make $500.
Okay.
And I make $200.
What's the math there? Like...
The math there is not that we split it 50-50.
No.
Now, what is the math specifically? I don't know. Like, I kind of fucked myself over, but I think I paid $50 and you paid $250.
Yeah. Okay, more or less.
It'd be like that because fuck you, that's why.
I mean, because the math would be proportional to... Because total, we have 700. So, 200 is what percent of 700?
Girl, chill.
Oh.
15 to 50 sounds fair.
Okay.
And the person who
15?
Makes more...
50. Okay.
50 and 250.
It's like, I like it's a negocio.
I pay a dollar maybe when I'm feeling it.
Interesting.
No.
You say proportional?
Proportional as fuck. Because if we paid 50-50, I would only pocket $50 a month. And you would pocket, like, $300. I don't know math, but you know what I mean?
It's like, I mean, it's on you that you couldn't get a better job.
No, fuck you. You make more. So
okay.
You pay more.
Okay, okay.
Done. Don't at me, bro. You pay more because you make more.
No, I support it.
But this is why I couldn't be in a marriage, because I'd be that bitch. Because if I make more, I'll pay more. Yeah, fair. Fair is fair.
But you would pay less if you made less. And that would probably be a problem for the other
mm-hmm.
party.
It's like, what? Why? Because fuck you, that's why. Why do I gotta get fucking 3 jobs to be able to survive? No. No.
Like
you make more, you pay more.
We can buy a cheaper place.
No, I wanna live in my fucking penthouse, bitch.
Well, damn. pero damn.
No, you see, that's the thing. And I'm the first one that's like, you have to compromise. You have to talk with the other person. But when I'm imagining talking with a man and compromising with a man, I don't wanna.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck you. Short end of the stick all day. This is why I don't think I'm ever going to get in a relationship or get married.
I think we definitely need to grow, if that makes sense. Like, we're both in a place to where we've been all the men in our lives have just been shit. They've literally been shit, you know, and have sucks? Just disappointed.
And we talked about this the other day. It's that, well, and kind of drifting.
It's
and
not
then
what I mean.
Okay, hold up. I'm just trying to get comfortable. And then we'll go back to the schools of thought thing, but it's the kind of thing where it's so fucked up how the standard for beauty or the standard of attractiveness for males is decided by males.
Yeah.
The men are deciding what they think women would think is attractive.
Which
men
is actually
are being wrong. So wrong.
Because it's actually
women
crazy.
Like feminine boys.
Yeah.
The thing is, I think it is so attractive for a man to paint his nails.
I don't know why.
It's so fucking attractive. And let me tell you, going colors is a little bit hard. I get it. Start with black.
Dude, just do black.
Oh my God.
Get used to black.
Mwah. Start with black. Earrings on a guy? Hell yeah. Jewelry on a guy? Rings or a necklace? Fuck yeah. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Guys doing their face care, guys doing their hair.
I find that to be so
attractive as fuck.
Attractive has to be the word for it, because a man who can actually properly, like, take care of his, because I get it for some guys, because it's also really hard to go against society, because then some guys, like, wearing makeup, it's like, oh, so then you're like,
you don't have to be like, if you want to wear makeup, go crazy.
Agreed, but I know that for some guys, it's like, unless you're at a point to where you're 100% comfortable and confident with yourself, you're going to be ridiculed.
No, but the thing is, that's what's attractive about it. That's what's attractive
the fact
about
that
doing feminine things.
You're comfortable in your sexuality.
You're comfortable with your masculinity. You're comfortable with your sexuality. You are confident in yourself that you can do things that are perceived as feminine.
And still know that you're masculine as fuck.
Yeah. It's only what defines being gay is being attractive to a man. Nothing else is gay.
Yeah.
Wearing makeup is not gay. Painting your nails is not gay. Dressing femininely is not gay. Liking a man is gay. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the thing. It's very attractive. And it's not just us. I think a lot of females can agree. Females, ew. A lot of women can agree.
Yes.
That's attractive.
I know for a fact that we are speaking for a majority of the female population here.
We really are.
Because then I do know that there's still... That's the thing. Ugh. Because if we're going to go down this... Because I can't stand... Because I don't understand. I don't understand because we are both incredibly feminist. But there are some people who are like, what do you mean? Like, what? Like, women in power? Like, what? It's like, okay, first of all, if you're saying that, you obviously have no idea what the word feminist means. Being a feminist means that men and women are equal. Mm-hmm. That is what being a feminist is. And that there are some feminists out there who try to push our equality as trying to push women's superiority, I'm sure there are.
Let me tell you, it's reached a point where I'm not a feminist.
What the fuck?
I am not a feminist.
What are you? Oh, you think women are superior. Yeah.
So
much. I was like, wait.
So
you're,
superior
you're
men,
throwing
bro.
Me. You're throwing me off. What
that,
is going
that's
on?
That's the thing. I'm sexist as fuck.
Yeah.
Men are trash. Men can suck my dick. I hate men. Like I said in the other podcast, if anybody listened, an individual man can be great. I can fall in love with an individual man. I can have kids. I can have a whole life with an individual man.
I can love a man.
But men, trash. Women, superior to men. By so much.
The thing is, again, and we were actually having, we touched on the conversation in the car the other day, actually, where it's the whole thing that,
what was I going to say? I blanked. Oh my gosh.
What conversation did we have?
We were talking about
something before we went.
we were talking about women and men.
We have a lot of conversations.
Yeah, for real, we really do.
I can't help.
Fuck. The whole thing where, oh, okay, the boys will be boys concept.
Oh yeah.
The whole thing where it's like, a lot of people have expressed the concept of like, oh, you know, boys will be boys. Like, he's just a man. Like, you know, like, excuse him. He'll behave like that forever.
Mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm.
And it's the whole thing where it's like, that concept has never been used to put a woman in a superior position.
No.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It's always been used to excuse a man's behavior. Never to, like, you know, in a job interview, it's like, oh, look, there's this guy or this girl, like, who are we going to hire? It's like, oh, you know, he's a man. Boys will be boys. Like, maybe
let's hire the female
instead. That you never see that expression be used like that. But that expression exists, and it's really...
You never see that expression be used like that? You never see that expression used like that.
Yeah, thank you. Okay. You never see that expression used like that. It's literally always to excuse a man's behavior and to, like, just, like, let
it
go.
Yeah, boys will be boys, but he's the one in power. It's fine.
Yeah, that's the thing where it's like, women have given up on men. Like, we literally, we're like, men are children, men are boys, men don't understand, men need to be told, oh my god, literally, I think it was you who saw the video, or you sent me the video, I think through TikTok, where it was the kind of thing where I guess it was a wife speaking to her husband, and she's like, hey, why didn't you, like, clean up after yourself, and he's like, oh, I didn't know I was supposed to, like, why didn't you tell me?
It's like,
I'm sorry. Oh, then literally a girl stitched the video and she, like, did her own, like, little montage. And it's like, oh, honey, like, you know how you ate cereal this morning? And then he's like, oh, yeah. And it's like, oh, do you think you want to go wash that bowl and the spoon? It's like, oh, yeah, sure. Sorry, I didn't know I had to do it. Like,
it's like, you didn't tell me. You had to wash up after yourself?
It's like, you didn't know you had to clean up after yourself? Oh, it's like, oh, sorry, honey. Then let me go ahead and, like, while we're at it, let me remind you to brush your teeth, comb your hair, make your bed, fucking clean
your ass cheeks. Yeah.
Because apparently you don't do that shit without being told either.
Like, apparently I'm raising a fucking child.
Yeah, for real. Apparently I'm fucking married to an infant.
Dead ass.
That's something that I find mind-blowing.
Mind-blowing, but they're still the ones in power.
They're the ones in power, Bebe.
Here we are fighting to be seen as equals.
Children. Don't even get me started on that, because then there's a whole feminist thing where, whatchamacallit? It's the whole... this concept was presented to me as in, well, at least I heard one woman in particular say it was that they don't want... it was this whole thing, because I was trying to explain to them, like, our stance on feminism, mm-hmm. and then she was like, yeah, no, but I don't want to be, like, I don't want men to see us as equal, I don't want that, and I was like, what the hell, and she's like, no, because I think women are better than men, so, like, why would I want to be on their same level, and it's like, okay, honey, I get where you're trying to come from, because she was like, I am not a feminist, like, I don't agree with what you're saying, it's like, mm-hmm. I get what you're saying. I believe men are less too, but what we're fighting for is equality.
It's like, oh, why would I want to act the same as a man? Like, men are less. You can think whatever you want. Like, you can have your own little opinion.
Mm-hmm.
But society has to see us as equal humans. Does that make sense? Individuals can have different beliefs. Just like me as an individual, I think women are better. But that isn't going to cause me to treat anyone differently. Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
That is my opinion. But I also think I'm smarter than everyone, but you don't see me, like,
lessening other people's education or anything.
You have your brain, I have mine, I think mine's better, but that's on me, you know?
That's the thing, it's like, it's literally a human rights concept.
That ass.
Like, the whole homophobic thing, the whole racist thing, the whole sexist thing, it's like you're literally lessening the human rights that a specific group of people have.
That's the thing, like, you can have whatever opinion you want, but keep it to your fucking self.
It's like, the thing is,
that's the biggest issue with Karens, mm-hmm. I feel. That mm-hmm. they feel entitled to their opinions. And the thing is, they have every right to have their opinion. I'm not saying you can't. Like, have your fucking opinion, but keep it to yourself. But no, they feel the need to share the wealth. Yeah. As if what they think is so fucking amazing and accurate. It's like, no, you can have it. It's the same thing that you said with abortion. There's a difference between, I don't want it, and you shouldn't have it.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah.
It's like, okay, you don't want something, good for you. Don't have it.
Okay,
bye.
But it doesn't mean that you need to force those ideals, force those morals on everyone else.
It's literally the fact that white people are so fucking entitled.
Yeah.
And that's another thing. Sorry, kind of going everywhere, but it's the thing is, bullying doesn't call school shootings. Entitlement. What did I say?
Call.
I meant cause.
Yeah.
Doesn't cause school shootings.
Entitlement
does. They feel entitled, so they grab daddy's gun and they shoot up a school. Yeah, no. No. That's not... And it's, you'll just see that with normally you'll see that with white males. Then there's the white females that be doing that too. Those are Karens.
All school shootings. Oh, okay, the entitlement. I was going to say, all school shootings have been, the thing is, we know exactly who those are, and it's white, like, teenage boys. It's literally it. It's white boys.
Because they feel entitled.
Because they're so entitled, and they think, because that's the thing. It's like, a lot of people, they just, you know, they kill themselves in secret, kind of in their own home. You barely even hear about it.
That's what happens with bullying. The action that's taken with, because of bullying, is suicide, is self-harm, is negative things to yourself, you know? But when you go out and kill a whole bunch of innocents,
that's entitlement.
That's entitlement. And you'll only see white males do that.
Damn.
Because only white males are entitled. Only whites are entitled. Because unfortunately, they haven't been humbled. Because they've been in power for too long. That's the stance with males, specifically white males, and white females too. The white females that feel way too much power are called Karens. And it's, so that's the thing.
That's funny. You say that's a white people thing.
It's only a white people thing.
It's a white people thing. Because every other, like, culture, quote-unquote, is, like they get it. They know, like, I'm not saying that there's bitches. There's bitches that are Latinas. There's you know what I mean? It spans. Like, there's all kinds of people everywhere. But you see that, like, the problem? It's, like, it's those white, suburban, like, mom, Karen people. And it's white men. With the
shit balayage.
They literally have the
same hair.
They all really do.
With those big sunglasses. Like, that lady.
Karen. Honestly.
And then their husband.
Yeah, and what is it?
Kevin, I think.
Kevin?
What Ken? They call him? Kevin's. No, it's not Ken. It's Kevin. Damn. It's Kevin and Karen.
Damn.
We drifted. Hello.
We drifted this book.
Yeah. We were supposed to talk about who would get married first. Yeah. And then we went on a whole rant of why we will never get married.
Pretty much.
I can't do it.
No.
I won't because I'm going in with so much hatred. And the thing is, I'm going to hate myself if I love a man enough to, like, push this all aside and just love him wholeheartedly. Nah. I can't do it because at one point I'm going to snap out of it. I'm going to be like, no. Because the thing is, what pisses me off is the men that are like, oh, yeah, I'm a feminist. Like, yeah, like, I'm with it. It's like, you're really not.
Why not?
You're saying what I want to hear. The thing is, you know, the ones that just say it, trash. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, you don't say you're a feminist. You show that you're a feminist. If you're saying it, you got to compensate for something.
Right? And that's the thing, but how do they show it?
They just, you see it in the type of person they are.
I know. But what scares me is that I'm going to be blinded by the fact that I like him and I'm going to make excuses. So I don't want to do that shit. So then I don't even want to fucking talk to nobody, be with nobody, by everybody. You know what I mean? So I don't have to accidentally make excuses for an ass.
Yeah.
Because I'll do it willingly. And I don't want to do it.
Yeah, and you won't see it.
I won't fucking see it. So, who's going to get married first? Not it.
Damn.
Once again, it's not a question of who's going to get married first. It's a question of, would either of us ever get married?
I really don't think so. Just because... The only situation... And it would have to be, like, so many factors. Like, one... Because what I was going to say, it's like, no, because I don't think anyone, like, would ever understand my attachment to you. Like, we're trauma bonded. That's another thing where it's like, I know that'd be difficult for other people. So what...
You have one negative thing to say about it. It's like, damn, you always got to be with her. Done.
I'm so glad you're there, because you weren't there.
No, but the thing is, I'm tired of... First off, I'm tired of people having opinions on shit that has nothing to do with
them. Honestly.
Unfortunately, this is a trauma blonde. It doesn't have minor specks of toxicity. I won't deny it. Of course it does.
But that's my problem,
but
bitch.
Exactly. But this is the reality.
But if they're interested in a relationship with you, they start to think that
Well, it's
their
a relationship
problem.
With us.
I was about to say. You don't just...
It's a package
one
deal.
One of us, honey. That's why I'm saying the situation we would have to have is we would have to have either two brothers or two, like, twins or
like
two
best
like childhood
friends.
I was about to
super
say.
Attached.
Whoever it is, it's like... that's why I kind of, like, I led with twins. Because, like, you know, those are generally the super attached ones. It's like, it needs to be two super attached / trauma bonded people to where we could become a, like, a four group
of trauma thing, bondedness.
Of, like,
yeah.
trauma bondedness. Because they're always going to be want to be with their person, and I'm always going to want to be in my, with my person.
And they'll understand so it because they'll have their person,
they'll
too.
Get it, and we'll just all four always be together, and then that would be perfect.
That would be
because,
perfect.
Because, like, they want to be with their person and with you, and they want to be with my person and with them. Like, you know what I mean? So it's, like, the dynamic is perfect.
The dynamic
is
perfect.
Twins, whoever's out there, to...
If you are trauma bonded,
if you're trauma bonded to another person... Please contact us.
1-800.
Or not even. The thing is, because there are so many things that you need to fulfill as well. Because you need to be feminist. You need to not be closed-minded. You cannot laugh at...
You need to be up with... You need to be with the times.
You need to be self-aware. Because I am looking to raise no bitch.
I'm not raising no bitch.
I'm not.
I do not plan on having kids for shit. So I ain't gonna raise no old baby man.
Well, I mean, that's going a little far.
What you mean?
I don't know.
I don't want kids.
I'm on the fence.
The thing is, I don't want kids. That doesn't mean I won't have them.
Okay.
But I don't want them.
Then agreed.
I don't want one.
Okay.
Will I maybe have one? Sure. But I do not want one.
I think we would be so good.
I don't think I would.
Finally raising it.
I have zero patience for a child. I would have patience for somebody else's child. When you're, like, al borde, I'll calm you down. And I'll be like, hey, like, let me handle this. And, like, I'll...
Why can't it be the other way around, too? Why can't I...
Because if it's mine, I'll be like, ah!
But I'll be like, hey, babe.
Shut the fuck up. This is not your child.
Damn! You gonna shut me out like that?
I might, so don't let me birth a child.
Damn!
Do you have any idea who my mother is?
I've met her.
Okay. When she is... It's something where it doesn't...
Are you the faucet? Are you the same?
It's not an anger faucet. It's a, in the moment, I kind of lose...
Rationale?
Yeah.
I've never seen you angry. What do you mean?
I said it's not an anger thing.
Oh.
It's just it's a brain cell thing. In the moment, I cannot think for shit.
What moment?
In a moment of, like...
Action?
High stress, high stakes... I lose all
of
it. Oh my
god, I don't know why, I'm never gonna forget it. One of the cutest moments that I have ever witnessed with you, like, as an adult, was this one time. We were driving to work, we were both driving together that day, and I forget what it is, we went to, like, a drive-thru, I think we went to a McDonald's drive-thru, because our work at that time, like, had a McDonald's right next door. And I don't know what was happening, but the window in the car was all fucked up. So the thing is, and you were driving, and... Again, it was raining, so I was like, okay, but, like, pull over, because we need to either put something there, or, like, we need whatever, and you were like, oh, whatever, like, you were so panicked.
And you were like, put the car over here, and you were like, oh, that's smart.
Yeah. Literally, I remember you were so cute, because the thing is, because you, like, park somewhere, and I'm like, no, like, why didn't you, like, park in the other direction? And I remember, I was, like, literally talking to you, like, so I'm like, no, okay, like, I know you parked here, but why don't you park over here? And then you're like, no, I don't know what we're doing, whatever. And I'm like, okay, then let's switch. And we switched, and whatever. I'm like, okay, see here, because the thing is, the rain was coming kind of from, like, the left, and you parked directly so that the rain would hit inside the window. But if you park, like, this way, like, with our ass to the left, if that makes sense, mm-hmm. like, not as much rain will get in. And you're like, oh wow, yeah, that was so smart. And I was like, you're so panicked
the thing
right
is,
now.
I can't think in that moment.
You were so cute, I swear.
But you see that's my faucet opening.
I know.
I can't think in that moment, but I'm self-aware enough to know that in that moment I cannot think, so I don't act.
Mm-hmm.
I step aside.
Which I think that is the smartest thing to do with a child.
It is.
You literally would not act in the situation. Like, they would do whatever. It's like, I'm going to calm down. Like, you're not going to tell the child to calm down. It's like, you're going to go to
your room. It's like, calm down. I need time.
No. You're going to go to your room right now. I'm going to go to my room. I'm going to talk to you in half an hour. I'm going to talk to you in 10 minutes. Or, like, we'll talk at dinner time. Or, you know what I mean? Whatever. I literally think that is amazing. I'm not trying to convince you to or not to have kids. But I hate how you keep on telling yourself, like, oh, I'm going to be so shit at this. It's literally because you're so aware. Like, the thing is, let me say it this way.
I might do a great job, but I'm not going to have fun doing it.
Oh, well, I mean, I don't think anyone...
I don't want a child.
Okay.
Could I do a good job? Sure.
Yeah.
The thing is, could going to Disney be fun? Sure, but I don't want to go to Disney. Could it end up being fun? Could it be really hot? Could it be whatever? Sure, but I do not want to go to Disney.
Okay.
I have zero interest in going to Disney.
Okay. That's fine. So, in the end,
going back to the marriage just real quick. So, neither of us are going to get married, I guess.
I really don't plan to. And if I get married,
If I, again, I just plan on being trauma bonded to you forever.
And that's the thing. It's, I'm not saying that I wouldn't have a relationship, but I don't think I'd ever take a relationship as far as marriage. Because first off,
you would date someone without me?
Our trauma bonded brother or cousin. Okay,
but
friends.
That's the only situation. Oh my god, no, but because I know you're gonna find somebody and then I'm gonna be like,
ah! You're gonna find somebody.
I'm not gonna find someone first.
You really will.
I need you to understand how closed off I am to everyone.
You're really not.
I really am.
You're really not.
I don't know when you're. That's gonna snap into you.
It's not gonna snap into me.
You know, you go in these phases of realization where you're like, I'm more broken. No, you're more broken. No, I'm more broken. No, you're more broken. It's like, I don't know when you're going to decide. Because now we're in this situation where I'm not as broken as you are. But, like, if I would have asked you 2 months ago, you would have said that I am more broken. Does that make sense?
You misunderstand a lot of what I say, my guy. We're not on the same page.
Damn.
We're not. And a lot of times when you say things, you assume a lot about me. And it's fair, but I feel like you assume a lot about me because you feel this need to protect me, per se.
Okay, now you're... No.
You assume that, a lot. You assume a okay, lot.
Okay, you are taking a lot from the last two conversations we've had.
It's not just the last two conversations. I've noticed it. You assume a lot, and I'm like, no. Assume and you're like, what? Ooh, you're in denial. It's like, no, you're assuming. And I'm just going to say
no, because I'm the one in denial. You can never be in denial.
No, I didn't say you were in denial. I'm just saying you're wrong, because the one who knows my feelings is me. So you are assuming too much. You are taking one thing that I said and exploding it. Well, also misunderstanding. You're assuming a misunderstanding, because the thing is, my entire life, I had thought that I was stronger than you, mm-hmm. mentally. Mm-hmm. I had thought that I was the higher form, like, ooh. That you're weaker, and that's why you, like, allow yourself to be in, like, relationships, and you get hurt, and then you keep trying. I'm like, oh my gosh, she hasn't understood that you're supposed to be strong and give up on that mm-hmm. shit. Like, I thought that I was the strong one and that you were the weak one. Mm-hmm. And then I noticed that it's actually very strong to keep putting yourself out there. And I noticed that you are stronger. Mm-hmm. And it stayed that way. There hasn't been any wishy-washy.
Okay, so again, misunderstanding. And also, that's not what I was talking about either.
No, I'm not done. Oh. The thing is, that same thing was that I always thought that you were more messed up than I was. Because you kept letting yourself get hurt and you kept putting yourself out there. I thought that that was weakness and that you were mentally fucked up. The same flip where I noticed that that was strength, I noticed that you weren't as mentally fucked up as I was. It was the same flop. It's just been one way. There hasn't been a flippy floppy. It just went from me not actually understanding to me finally understanding. It's not been flippy floppy. And that happened a while ago. Mm-hmm. It happened a while ago, and then I told you about it after. So it's been years. There hasn't been flippy floppy, and you're saying that it's flippy floppy 2 months ago if you'd asked me what it changed. No. It hasn't changed. Just saying.
You didn't understand what I said, but it's okay.
What didn't I understand?
I was talking about something else.
What were you talking about?
Because I do know what you said just now. I do know that's how you feel about that.
Then what were you talking about?
A different situation where... Again, you say that you're not flipping and flopping. So that's that.
I'm not flippy flopping. Mm-hmm. Because a lot of the time, my stance is we shouldn't compare, because it's different.
Yes. That's literally the official stance, but...
But if we're going to compare, I think I'm in a much worse place. If we're...
Damn.
I think I'm losing the race if we're comparing. It's like, you're swimming and I'm running, but, like, who's made more distance? You. You can't compare swimming and running.
Really,
I do a light jog.
Damn. It's like
leisurely strolling. Uh-huh.
I hate it when you get like this, because... Because no, that's not what I'm talking about, because I know what you just said is true.
Then what are you talking about?
We've had different conversations where... I mean, I just don't want to get 100% into all that shit.
Where I said that you were more fucked up?
No.
then.
When did you say that?
I don't know. That's what I'm wondering. Like, what conversation? Where, because I can understand that I'm like, oh my God, I'm noticing how fucked up I actually am mentally. Like, look, this is, things are adding up.
Ready? Okay, let me, because I don't like,
okay, when we're not on the same page, it's annoying for me.
I see that.
Yeah, no, especially since it's public, I don't like it. The thing is, we've talked about how I'm more unstable. One. Two, we've talked about how at least my root chakra is strong as fuck. Meaning, I don't let people in for shit. It's a facade. We've already talked about that. Do you not remember any of this shit?
Mm-hmm.
So I am not open to people at all. Literally. So the whole concept of me, like, actually letting people in is fake. Because my root chakra is fucking strong as shit. Do you not remember this?
I do.
One. And two, we literally, we established it when we went over to your cousin's house or whatever the fuck, in one of those conversations, one of those times. It's like, I am super unstable. And we're using different terms, because you said it's, like, stronger, like, less fucked up, whatever. The term unstable, I am more unstable than you are. What that means exactly, not too sure. But well, I am okay, definitely what more chaotic. And again, I do think that at least I've figured out a way to, like, cope with my chaos versus you're still trying to figure out a way to, like, cope with your shit, which is why, like, you're losing the race, quote-unquote. And I would agree with that, because I feel like you, even though you don't feel things, quote-unquote, as deeply as I do, you definitely, you let everything get you more down versus I, like, you like to say is, like, yo tapo el sol con un dedo. Like, I don't allow things to fall as deeply.
You see, this is why I don't like to compare us, because I would not describe any of my mental state as chaos.
I'm describing mine as chaos.
I know. Mine has absolutely nothing chaotic. There is zero chaos.
Okay. What about it?
Well, I'm just saying that we're comparing different things because you're saying that you're more... I'm close. I'm good. We're the same distance away from the mic. We are. I'm looking. The thing is, you're describing yours as chaos. I wouldn't describe mine as chaos. So you're saying unstable? I'm not even talking about stability.
That's what I'm saying. It's like, that's what I was trying to talk about, and then you should have said
unstable. You said more fucked up.
When?
Or did I say more
fucked up? You said more fucked up. I never said more fucked up. We have it on tape, bitch.
Why did this conversation start?
I actually don't remember.
You said something, and then I corrected you.
That you keep flipping and flopping.
Exactly. About who's more fucked up.
No. Did I say more fucked up?
Yeah, it's on tape. It was you. You said it, and I'm like, no, I'm not flipping, because you're like, oh, if I asked you 2 months ago, you would have said you were more fucked up, or I was more fucked up. Yeah, you said fucked up.
Sure.
Or messed up, whatever.
Messed up, probably, because I did not say fucked
okay,
up.
Okay, messed up, uh-huh, mentally deranged. Yeah.
Okay.
Psychotic.
Sure.
One of those. You said
I know
that.
For a fact that I am closer to the mic than you are, because one, I was louder. Two, the distance. I am literally all up on this shit. There's no way that you're as close as I am.
I feel like...
Can we take a picture and show you? I heard you as less loud.
You also speak louder. I feel like I'm a good distance from the mic. I don't want to be closer.
Okay, fine.
I feel good, thank you. But the thing is, going back, before we... Fuck, what was my train of thought?
I don't know. Messed up, fucked up. That you're flipping, flopping.
Oh, the thing is... That's the thing.
You're a switch!
No, I'm a top.
I know.
Bitch.
Shut up.
Oh, bottom, you basic bitch. Get on
power,
the bottom.
Power, bottom, bitch.
Get
it
whatever
right.
Power you want, but you a bottom. I'm just
like, really...
Am
I a bottom?
Up to you.
It's like, that's a sexual choice, honey.
Yeah, I really do. It's you, boo. But the thing is, it depends on what words you say, because you're literally saying it. It's like, you're talking unstable, stable now. That's not what the fuck you said.
Okay, but
because
I didn't
who's
say
more
anything
unstable?
Specifically.
You, because there's chaos and there's emotions.
Okay, ready? Then
and
get back to
mess.
The whole thing where it's like, you say that I'm more open to relationships. How?
The thing is, what you don't understand is, literally in the thingy, I said, there's willingness and then wanting relationships.
Why did you raise your voice on me?
I chose to. Your willingness is zero. I'm more willing to get in a romantic relationship. But you want relationships. You pursue them. You try to make friends. You try to be simpatica. I literally said that. You're not listening. You're assuming
things. I am. Shut up.
No, because I know you're not willing, and I know you put that wall up, and I know you close yourself up, which is why I'm saying you are unwilling. But you are open to it. You want it. You pursue that because you're human and you're a social creature and you don't like to be alone. So of course you look for that. But are you closed off to it? Of course. Which, is that a fucking oxymoron? Yes. But that's why you got one of the points and I got the other point. Willingness, I win. Actual pursuit of it, you win, because I don't pursue that. Will you put a wall up at the end? Sure. But you look for that. I know your root chakra is grounded, but you also a lonely bitch.
Damn. Okay.
I know what I'm saying. I know what I'm saying. Let's see if you can figure yourself out.
Damn. So in this situation, instead of trying to be constructive, you have to try to undermine me. I see you.
It's not undermine. But the thing is, you're talking about completely different things.
Okay, then why did you assume that I was talking about what you thought I was talking about? Like, if you didn't know what I was talking about, then you shouldn't have just assumed your thing, because I was like, hold up, I know exactly what you're saying, and I agree with what you're saying. Why did you assume I was talking about that? If you weren't clear on what I was talking about... Okay, now you change it, because you said I said fucked up, you said I said messed up, you said I said, truck. Like, hello.
You either said fucked up or messed up, and we're going to listen to the video, and I know I'm right. You either said fucked up or messed up. You're like, no, I would have never said fucked up. Then you said mentally messed up. You said that.
Okay.
Unstable is different.
Then messed up?
Yes. Are they not different for you?
Like, then what's the difference between being messed up and being unstable? What is the difference for me? What does messed up mean for you?
It's like, what's the difference?
No. I need you to tell me what is messed up and then what is unstable. Because I'm pretty sure you can't give me a concrete definition, because it's okay. Just kind of like certain...
Instability would be defined as chaos. If you're unstable, it's a chaotic...
Versus what is messed up.
Ready? Unstable mm-hmm. is emotionally chaotic.
Okay.
For me, that's instability. If you're unstable, your emotions are all over the place.
Okay.
Versus... messed up would honestly be lacking emotion.
That's a very personal definition for you. Like, that's not a universal definition.
When it has to do with
mentally. So then lacking emotion, there's no way I could ever possibly be messed up. That's a very... You decided to term those... you decided to give those definitions on your own. Because yeah, then, of course... then
definitions.
Okay, baby. Vamos a... please.
But you literally...
Okay, then why didn't you communicate this definition to me? Because if not, I would clearly not use the word messed up. Because that wouldn't apply to me.
That's literally what this whole conversation has been about. I'm glad it finally clicked.
I fucking can't.
This is what I've been trying to tell you this entire time. That messed up doesn't work. Ready?
So next time...
that unstable definitely fits you better.
Ready? Go and get me my shoes. And it's like, you bring me my house. No, Sam. Shoes.
How was I supposed...
No. Shoes... is sneakers. My definition of shoes is sneakers. If I wanted you to bring me my heels, I would have said dress shoes. Like,
that makes perfect sense.
Bitch,
if
it's
I wanted
fucking
heels,
shoes.
I would have said heels.
Oh my
heels.
Gosh.
Just so you know, when you're like, hey, me traes mis zapatos, I'm gonna bring you the biggest fucking platform heels I find in your closet. If it's not 6 inch or more, then I won't bring it.
What the fuck? Why?
Because that makes no fucking sense.
Bitch, you just brought me shoes. I didn't specify.
But you would have specified.
I think
we need to stop. you're just upset.
I'm not.
Because we're not agreeing. But what you don't understand is what you just said to me is what I've been trying to get you to understand this entire time. That messed up does not fit for you. Unstable is a great word for you.
We should have started with, what are babe's definition of messed up? What's babe's definition of a truck?
Well, you don't understand.
What's babe's definition of a plant? Because
what's upsetting you is that this whole time you've been feeling undermined because I'm telling you that what you said was wrong. But what you don't understand is that you undermined me. Initially, you did it first.
How?
You said that, if I would have asked you 2 months ago, you would have said you were more messed up.
No.
Yeah, because you keep changing. Because the term messed up has never been used for you. Because we're saying my definition. That's the thing. You're all over the fucking place, and I'm going to call you out on your shit. And we're going to listen to this video, and you're going to see how I'm not fucking wrong. You said that I would call you messed up, and then I would call me messed up, and it changes. I'm flippy floppy.
Again.
I.
How?
You said that.
How was I supposed to know your definition of messed up?
Right, but
because it applies for me.
Right, but no, because I've never called you messed up, because my definition. You said that I would call you messed up, and then me messed up, but I would never call you messed up, because my definition of messed up is not being in tune with your emotions.
Okay. I wasn't using words that you particularly said in the past. I was just trying to say.
Yes, you did. You said that I flippy floppy, and I'm like, I would have never flippy floppy on that. I would have never flippy floppy on that because I never thought you were more messed up than me.
Okay.
More unstable, more erratic, more emotional.
Sure, beauty
more
too.
Intelligent, more sensitive. There's more so godlike. Many other words that I wish. There are so many words that I would give you over me, and not flippy floppy. Once I had my opinion, it stayed. I'm not flippy flopping on anything. Once I know, and that's the thing. And then strong and weak were also different things. But messed up has never been a term I used on you.
Okay.
It isn't, and that's why I don't like to compare us, because we are so different.
I know. That's where.
But if we're going to compare, I am more messed up, and you are more unstable. And you are stronger, and I am weaker. We can do those comparisons on things where we overlap. But I would never flippy floppy on messed up, because you're not called messed up.
Okay.
We drifted. Okay. Did we reach an accord? We're going to listen to this video, and then we're going to come back, and we're going to see who the fuck is right and who the fuck is wrong.
Tune in next podcast.
Yeah.
Let's see who wins this
when
one.
When Steph apologizes.
Shut the fuck up.
When Bang apologizes.
You're chill.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so yeah, guys.
Moral of the story, neither one of us are getting married. Look at us.
Yeah, for real.
It's
like, I would marry you 1,000 times.
Agreed.
I love you so much.
I love
much.
You too.
I
you
love
a bitch,
you so
though,
much,
BB. I love you too.
You're my favorite.
So I think we can have these discussions. I hate the way you get so closed up and angry.
It's not closed.
Vibe with
I
me.
I don't know. No, it's not vibe with you, because you have this thing when you want to prove me wrong, which I get that, but you literally talk down to me, and I'm like, I can't give you the fucking satisfaction, bitch.
Is that what that is?
You talk down to me.
Sorry.
I'm feeling crying.
What did
you
I
do? Always do that.
What did I do that meant talk down?
Like, I don't even know, but you always do that, because I get it.
I meant to speak firm. What did I do that was
talking
down?
You were talking down to me.
But I feel like if I'm sweet, then that's even worse. Like, ay, bebé,
déjame explicarte esto. No, you were being mean.
No, I get that. I was being really firm, and I can see why that could be mean. How could I do that differently? Because I wanted to assert, so we got to the same point.
Because you talked down to me.
How is this talking down? Because I would not go into depth with someone that I did not see as an equal about this. I would have just been like, okay, you could be more messed up. I flippy floppy. I wanted us to be on the same page about this.
The thing is, again, it was, I used the wrong word.
And that's okay. Forgive you.
Shut the fuck up!
No,
it's okay.
The thing is,
humans can make mistakes. Me, the god, is correcting your mistake.
Shut up. I'm wondering, did I speak down to you, or did you feel belittled because we weren't in the same page?
I think it might have been a little bit.
Is this your own insecurities? Or is this something I did?
Oh, honey, I am so insecure.
I hear you.
We can blame my insecurities.
But I want you to
everything.
Know that the only one that thought that you were belittled or whatever the fuck was you.
Well, yeah, because I was the one it was being undone to.
But me explaining this is like, oh, let me explain it to la tonta. I just wanted to clarify this because we do have different definitions. And you accused me of using my word with my definition in a specific way.
Okay, so the thing is, instead of even having this conversation, because the thing is, you haven't said anything that I don't know.
I know.
It was just the fact that you're like, oh, you used the wrong word, change the word. That's literally what you could have said.
It took me a bit to get here.
To understand, okay.
I mean, I didn't understand where the confusion was either. We reached it at the same point.
Gotcha.
When you said it, I was like, that's what I wanted to get out of this. I would have just said that if I'd known that's what I wanted to get out of
okay.
it.
Okay.
But I just want to understand what part of this made you feel belittled. Because I don't think I did anything specific apart from being stern. I think this is your own insecurities.
I'll let you know when it happens next time because I don't remember.
I think
I've already blocked off this conversation.
The thing is, I don't want to bring up insecurities, but the same way that you don't like it when people say it's like, well, you don't get.
I hate it when people say that.
I think that's because of insecurities, not because there's anything wrong with the words.
I don't think it's so much insecurities. I think that specifically that is like, oh, what you don't get, what you don't understand, what like you
what you're
haven't
missing.
Processed. It's because it's been used so many times to undermine me.
Okay.
That specifically that phrase, I know that I hate it because it's been used so often to try to put me in a position of less.
Okay.
When I know for a fact that I'm fucking not. Talk to me as a fucking equal.
Okay.
It's like, there's nothing I don't fucking understand, just explain it.
Except for
what I don't understand. But yeah. You don't know that.
But I understand what I understand.
But I understand
what I don't
this,
understand.
So just explain it.
But I understand this.
Whatever
this is.
Whatever this is,
I
know.
Understand.
So.
Other things maybe not, but this, yes.
Yes. It's like, what is it? I'm gonna understand it, but.
Just tell me.
Yeah.
But I know.
But just explain it just so I can tell you that I knew.
Yeah. Just,
whatever.
Yeah.
Fuck it.
This is the first time. No, we get angry at each other a lot on this.
Sometimes. I wasn't angry. I was just like, fine, talk down to me, bitch.
I wasn't. I hate how you felt talked down to, because that's not at all what I meant. I just wanted to explain something that, once again, I know you know. Just we have to verbalize it so we can be on the same page.
Oh, well, this thing is already long enough, but I was going to say, today we officially got fully vaccinated.
Yeah, we're fully vaccinated. My arm is killing me.
Yeah, that's
funny. What my little moan was. Yeah. If I raise it, it hurts. Yeah. But yeah, so that was our little...
Yeah, our little rant. Ugh,
what am I going
to... What?
I don't like to have, like, the first time we talk about something be on, like, a
same
platform. Like,
I don't like it either. That's why I was like,
we might not post this.
No, I think we will.
We will. The thing will is, we? I'd like to listen through it, because I think I articulated.
You did.
I think I was articulate. You articulated, and I think, properly. I think I said my stance, but sometimes I think about it more, and it's like, wait, that wasn't
this?
My stance.
When it's posted, you'll listen to it.
I should.
Maybe it should be the first podcast you actually listen to, bitch.
Okay, bitch. I'm like Johnny Depp. I don't watch my movies. Done.
You should really listen to them, and maybe the whole hitting the table thing will bother you more.
Maybe it will.
It doesn't fucking bother you, and it makes me paranoid. This is one of the first times we've got, like, these kind of arguments on camera.
Yeah.
By camera, I mean audio. Recording.
Yeah, because that's the thing. We say, where we...
Welcome to Get Putas, where we question
everything. Yeah, question everything with no filter. We filter ourselves as fuck.
Do we filter?
We have to get a little bit more comfortable, but we filter ourselves, yeah.
How? I find that you say that with a lot of people, that I, like, filter myself.
Because you're not going to say your deepest, darkest secrets to the public.
But that's not filtering myself. That's just, like...
If you're not just saying everything,
secret.
That's a filter.
Also, I'm not going to tell people what I did last night.
Do you know what filter is?
I went to sleep.
That's it.
It's like, why are you pestering?
Yeah, what you want to know?
Yeah, for real. Why you asking
your business? So much?
I might have waxed my ears.
Okay, that's fine.
Clean my earwax? I don't know.
Oh, yeah, I was about to say, waxing your ears?
Girl? Shut up, I was trying to, like...
That hairy, huh?
Damn. Oh! I'm so weird. I was like, why would I pour wax all over my ears to wax them? That still makes sense. What I was picturing is that I got, like, a candle, and, like, I put, like,
candle
wax on my ear, and then just, like, moisturized. That's what I imagined with earwax. I waxed my ear. Like, I didn't
You didn't
process.
Think of waxing,
I didn't think of, like, hair waxing.
Hair? No. Oh. You thought candle wax.
Yeah, just, like, put candle wax there to moisturize.
How fun.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know where my mind went there. Like, the
I mean,
obvious...
there were three options. There's earwax, candle wax on the ear, and then waxing your ear.
So you didn't even know the candle wax on the ear was an option.
I really didn't. That's where I was at. You chose that one.
Yeah, until you just brought it up, but I guess that is an option now.
It really is.
But yeah, guys.
Yeah, we're sending this for no reason.
We are. So, thanks so much for tuning in today, and we'll see you next time.
Yeah. Bye.
Bye.